present themselves to me, I'll ask the guidance.
Any other questions? All those in favor of the men, or did you move it? I'm sorry. Okay, all those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carries. Amendment number 5 on page 3, line 24. Insert a new E for the purpose of providing commercial photography services to Big Game Hunters if the provider of that service is in possession of a commercial photographer's license and has held that license for at least 1 year and has been photographing Big Game Hunters for 1 year. The justification for this is one very small group of quote legitimate outfitters that has been identified as is video photographers. This would allow those video photographers, there are only a couple on record, to continue operating. Only a couple will have a commercial photographer's license for these.
Can I get the group amp on up to ask about that?
Sure.
Liz, it's, I don't know who offered this amendment, but there was somebody from my district that called and said that that's what they did for a living, and so it's like everybody else, you're sympathetic to people that are, you know, currently involved in a business that might be otherwise put out of business, but it seems like it could be a pretty big loophole there. So I just wonder what your comments were on this.
I'm Chair, I'm Luke Pantham, Director of Game. Could I see the amendment? I didn't.
What it says is that if you're a commercial photographer, you can go along on a trip and take pictures.
Madam Chair, my opinion on that would be it would be a vastly large loophole, because you could incorporate commercial photography into Big Game guiding and you'd be legal. In other words, the main thing on guiding is the expertise to provide knowledge to hunters that are not familiar with the terrain, the vegetation, the habitat requirements, the movements of game, et cetera, and you could do that with a camera in your hand just as good as a 338.
Well, thank you.
So the person that Representative Cotton is his problem is we simply cannot accommodate that person, is that what you're saying?
No, Madam Chair, I was trying to answer the question, would that get over into where a person could actually perform guiding services? And I think that the truthful answer is yes, it could. I'm not saying whether or not somebody should be allowed to take people, you know, photography or wildlife. I think that's a valid use of the resource too. But if it involves hunting, I do believe that, you know, the fact is you do not have to have a firearm with you to provide expertise to people to tell them how to kill, track, stalk game.
What about the language, Lou? It says has held that license for at least 1 year and has been photographing Big Game Hunters for 1 year.
Well, Madam Chair, I look at that stuff, you know, just 1 year is 1 year, you know, not 5 or 10. If the question is, could a person, if this would provide a loophole where someone could, in other words, get a business license and open a commercial photography service, and in doing that, float down rivers with someone or take them out there, you know, have them flown out and accompany them in the field under the auspice of commercial photography business, and in doing that, provide knowledge and information to someone that would allow them to harvest big game. Again, to me, that falls right into guiding. Guiding in terms of what a guide normally does. A guide service, a good high quality guiding service, will carry hunters put hunters in the field or have them brought in by an air taxi operator or whatever. They will accompany those people, stalk game, look at a lot of game, tell them a lot of life history requirements of game, be with them in the field, help them in the stock, help them bring out the meat. The person can do all of that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the big problem with language now is we have a beginning date, so